What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. And we are back with the Queens, starting with Vivica A. Fox. What's up, girl?
Hey, girl. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, you guys see, I'm not at home tonight. I'm on a set. So we are coming live from my dressing room tonight.
Oh, and I got to see Howie Mandel. It's so cute.
Yes, I'm doing the show Funny You Should Ask. And he kept the whole day like, what are you gonna do? Because we had to finish early, of course, because my queens come first. And when I told him who I was doing the show with, he was like, I love Claudia. So I was glad that I could put a smile on your face and surprise you and let him say hello for Mr. Howie Mandel.
I love that. Howie was probably one of the best bosses, best people I've ever had to work with. He really was. He remembered everyone's details about their life. He listens and he remembers everyone's name. Good guy. That's a good guy.
Yes, he really is a good guy.
All right. What's up? Next up, we have Lisa Ray. What's up, girl, with the pretty band? What's going on over there?
Hey, girl, I watched, I didn't see Wakanda forever, but okay. I'm living vicariously through her, so I'm giving you Wakanda.
Okay. And somebody else serving a look, of course, look, we got Selena Johnson with the platinum look there. What's up, girl?
What's up, everybody? And just switching it up. You know, I've never done like a platinum or a blonde wig or hair. So I wanted to try something different and see, you know, where it takes me. So
I love it, Selena. When I signed on and saw it, I was like, wow, that's a banging look for you. It's beautiful.
And it's very, I'm starting to get used to shorter hair. You know what I'm saying? I've worn long hair my whole life, and I'm just really liking this short hair. It's just so much better. Even like this bob is just, it's giving freedom, you know, so.
That's
cute. Shout out to Virgin Hair Fantasy. This is my girl. She's my wig maker. This is glueless. If you want to get this wig, you can go down to the Virgin Hair Fantasy and get 20% off. Use my code, Celine.
I think I'm finally going to cross. Oh, my crutches are falling. I think I'm finally going to cross over to get a wig.
You should.
The way this front is not like cooperating with me anymore. Like that used to be to my chin. Like, what is happening here?
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, Claudia, this is the beauty now of having wigs is that, you know, when you're having a bad hair day, like Selena, she said that you don't have to put, you know, it used to bother me that you had to glue it down and do stuff like that. Whereas now it's like they make the lace fronts so light, so believable that it's really easy for you.
Ooh, you know what we should do? Our next theme should be some type of incredible different wig. But yes, a different wig for us. You know what I mean? Like a different type of style. We have to guess. Is this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, something outrageous that we wouldn't assume that we would have. You know what I mean? Like something.
And try to make it hot and try to make it look sharp, though. Like not like Halloween, but like sharp, like a look you would actually wear somewhere. Yeah.
Well, Selena, I don't know if y'all have noticed, but these girls nowadays are rocking pink, green, blue. Yep. I mean, the wigs are fabulous nowadays. Trust me.
I'm looking at something.
Cardi B had a wig that looked like a scarf. Her wig was scarf print. I said, you know what?
I used to stay away from them because they used to scare me. I would see people with wigs that was so obvious, the wig would be so high in their head, but that looks so natural. So
okay. I'm telling you, this is an HD lace. So this is what I was trying to tell you, Lisa Ray, these HD lays, like I have that Eddie in the middle too, but it covers, like, it just looks like it's coming out your scalp. It's so popular.
But do you have that in the wig? Because if you don't see my widow's peak, then it says wig.
Yeah, right, see, same. I have a widow's peak too, but it covers. So because it does.
Have
to, we're going to have to get into that some more. So definitely let's, I'm going to try it. We're going to try it. We're going to do the wig show too one day too.
Yeah.
The ladies, listen, before we go to our topics, you know what the thing of our show could be? What that wig do?
All right, y'all. What y'all sipping on tonight? I'm jealous.
I'm very fortunate that someone made me a Vivica A. Fox goblet. And so I'm having my usual Pinot Noir.
Oh,
nice.
I'm having my usual in my own initial cup, the tea.
Nice.
Well, tonight I'm trying to stay hydrated, child. This is coconut water. I'm just trying to stay hydrated in these streets.
A cocktail can come any kind of way. Claudia, what are you having?
Antibiotics and painkillers. You know, water.
Water. Okay. Water it is. Water for the wind.
Oh, and I haven't had a drink in like 10 days because of, you know, the surgery. And I'm walking with crutches now because it's really hurting. Well, it's not really hurting that bad, but I'm not supposed to walk too much. Aww. As little as possible. I still have...
It's going to be so worth it though, right, Claudia?
Oh, I sent you some pictures already. It's going to be a huge difference. And yeah, I got Frankenstein toes right now because you see all the stitches. Oh, y'all can see my crutches in the shot. I'm sorry. Well, I need them to be close because when it's time to walk out of here, I need to be able to walk. So, unless someone from Fox is going to carry me to my bed. I'm just saying. All right, y'all, let's get into the show because we have a lot to talk about. Oh, especially with this election stuff. Herschel Walker, can you believe he's still in the running? I can't believe it.
Do you know we're the greatest country?
Okay, we're going to get to that.
He won the blow even then.
He's once proven again why he is not qualified to be in any kinds of office. Take a look.
Do you know we're the greatest country in the United States and the world because we have the United States military?
Wow.
Ladies.
Well,
an absolute embarrassment. Just a bumbling idiot. A fool.
Listen, I think the beauty of elections in the United States of America, where, you know, we had a reality star that was elected president, that here we are now, where it's so important for the Senate race, that this guy continuously, he's just the gift that keeps on giving, to be honest with you, because the like you said, the rambling Georgia. If y'all don't really pay attention and get out and vote so that this does not happen, that, you know, yes, he was a great football player. Herschel Walker was. When it comes, we need our politicians to be leaders and not people that embarrass us on a continuous basis.
Or at the very least, be able to speak English. You know, the bar is low for me. Yeah. Speak English.
Read and write. Just read and write. That's all, you know.
Maybe that's the problem, though.
It's giving Jethro, and every time he comes across the screen, I'm embarrassed to epic proportions. Like, yeah. I cannot believe that we are in a predicament in this country that somebody pushed vote for him. Like, they actually went into the voting place and pushed the button and said vote. Like, I cannot believe it. It really speaks volumes about, like, people.
Our
like,
country. It's
just our country, the climate of it, like, racism, like, our disposition as African-Americans in this country, Georgia, you know, it's really disgusting.
1.9 million people have voted for this man.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I think the problem with that is that most people, they just vote Republican all the way down. Just like, you know, we as Democrats, you kind of vote all the way down, and people aren't really taking the time to vote against their parties.
Luckily, some of Georgia, though, he did get a couple hundred thousand votes less than Brian Kemp. So there are some people out there that it's like, okay, I'm gonna split my ticket. You know,
yeah, say this. Yeah.
Herschel Walker represents that, how do I say this? That Black man that wants that white approval so bad, that is easily managed, that goes along athletic, you know, he's like the perfect specimen for these racist white men to peddle out in front of us and think, hey, this is our guy. I'm not racist.
Right.
I'm voting for Herschel.
A coon, don't they?
It's a house, and then y'all know the other word.
Yes, agreed. And I didn't want to say that, but it literally is.
Just keep it real.
The prime example of.
It's Django. It's Samuel DeJango. Jackson in Django.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sound closed-minded to say that Black people can't be Republicans, because of course you can, because actually I really, historically, Black people have always been more conservative on issues, right? We have a conservative, with the church and all that, like a lot of our family is more conservative in life, right? But we become more Democratic because the Republican Party just got out of pocket and so out of, but the stuff that he's down with, you're down with election deniers, white supremacists, you know, all the nonsense that Trump was
saying. That can, you know, taking away women's rights and getting busted lying about, you know, things on a constant basis.
I would think Herschel Walker would want to have as many open abortion clinics as possible with his track record.
Oh my gosh.
He has caused more baby ghosts than I don't know. We only know of a couple. So, you know, we know of two, that's like 10.
The man said we're the greatest country in the United States of America.
The whole world.
You didn't hear that part? Good night on everything. Good night. Yeah. Good night behind that. That right there, the if you push vote for him, choke yourself.
And why are you, and why are you always so sweaty and wet? I told y'all he's always wet.
That's those athlete jeans.
He ain't been an athlete in 35 years. Look.
Nah, that ain't no athlete. That's a substance. That's
causing allegedly.
That's a substance that's causing the sweating.
Yeah, Kool-Aid.
I live with athletes. They don't sweat like that.
He drinking the Kool-Aid. All right, we're going to move on to something that's more exciting and more sexy. And that's our girl, Ludell. She broke the internet after she released her sexy photos of herself modeling in Rihanna's Savage X Fenty lingerie. Take a look at this.
Okay, let's go, Ludell. Give them hell, Ludell.
Well, after posting her photos, Ludell decided to capitalize off her sexiness and started an OnlyFans account. Are y'all here for this? And shouldn't more women, older and younger, have this much confidence in their bodies? Because she arching that back. She got the sexy panties on. I didn't see no cellulite. What you think about this, Lisa Ray?
Honestly, I love when women feel good about themselves because it lets everyone else that's on their level and their position and their, feel good about themselves. You know what I mean? And she does. She's always blinging. She's always, she says what she says. She's unapologetic. She's a mom. You know what I mean? So she's a woman and she's a lady. You know what I mean? So she know how to get down with the get down. She'd been there, done that. So she know what it is to be putting on some lingerie and what that means. So she like, for all of y'all that understand what this is and y'all been there too, get with it. Cause y'all she gonna have more to show us. That ain't the first time she got bucket naked.
She was a hustler. She did her thing. So Vivica, what do you think about this?
I think it is wonderful. Ludell, you go, girl, honey. You are showing that you are the queen of love, honey. Ludell said, look here, they got all of these other children over here opening up these OnlyFans pages. So she might as well, don't hate. My philosophy is don't hate, congratulate. Let Ludell go get some of that OnlyFans money. You go, girl.
Okay.
Hey, I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna call her on the side and say, now what pictures you putting up this time? What's going on? Because I may have to take some notes or something. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. She was doing the OnlyFans too. I was like, really? First, I almost got a little prudish about it, like OnlyFans. And I said, you know what? Why not? Because they clocking some dollars over there. So
they are.
Like we said, we're not hating. We congratulate. You go, Ludell. You look great.
Selena, what do you think?
Well, I definitely concur with both ladies, Vivica and Lisa Ray. But I just want to add, too, like, they did that in terms of, the publicity for Fenty. I just want the people to know, all sizes, shapes wear lingerie. Everybody wear lingerie. So, for it to be just represented in one body is unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? We need to be more comfortable seeing all women of all walks of life in lingerie, being sexy, being happy, being free, being open. And I just love, I just love her boldness. Ludell is bold just in anything, honey. This just was what she do, honey. She gonna wear 19,000 bracelets, 100 pairs of earrings, honey. She's just popping.
Lashes and everything.
Nothing, honey. Down, she gonna be shopping than everybody in the room.
Yeah.
So, and I just love that about her. And I love Rihanna and her, her entire marketing campaign with just being, just trying to highlight every single type of person that there is in her lingerie. So shout out to all these Black women involved.
Can I just piggyback off of that really quick and add this? Fenty is now the new Victoria's Secret. And not to hate on them, but it's like Rihanna tapped into that wonderful thing that is called inclusive, that she includes everyone. I mean, baby, this Fenty, honey, she even had Johnny Depp doing catwalk for. So shout out. Go Rihanna. We love you. Thank you for making everyone feel beautiful and included.
Yep. Now, I see some people in the chat saying, oh, they're only saying that because it's Ludell and that's their friend. Let me tell you something about Ludell.
That's not true.
Ludell's a good friend of mine. We definitely get together, go have drinks, have a nice little kiki. This is on brand for Ludell. If you know Ludell has had a very interesting life. She's been through a lot and she's open about
Agreed.
It. She's been in prison. She's raised her daughter, who's a beautiful, successful dancer. She's worked her behind off in a male dominated field where they weren't paying women, female comedians that much money.
Yep.
She's worked hard to get to this point in her life where she can have an effing attitude and do what the hell she wants. I can only wish to be as free as Lunel is and not give a damn about what people think. So yes, we are saying it because it is Lunel, because Lunel is special. So y'all can throw shade about age and all that kind of stuff. Age is y'all's problem. It ain't her problem. It ain't none of our problem. And she feeling good about herself.
Let me say this too about her as well. When I said that she's a woman, I meant that, because she's not out here just talking about shenanigans and buffoonery. She's not talking about that. She does say what she needs to say, but she be on topic though. She don't know. She has shock value, but it ain't never something that you going, oh no, girl, what are you talking about? It's never that. We're always like, yeah, well, she said it then. Somebody had to say it. It's like that. So she's not out here being, you know, no young girl trying to act like she in her 20s and 20s and her 30s and stuff. She's like, this is who I am. So
Well, you know what, Lunel, we salute you. We have to invite you back to Cocktails with Queens, and maybe you can give us the hookup on the Fenty, because I think the Queens need to be draped in some Fenty. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Cocktails with Queens after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. I was trying to find this comment and shout out the person that said something really sweet. They said, Lunel is a national treasure. Oh, my bad for not saying your name in the chat, but there's lots of love. They said, Lunel is auntie, and then she knows we have her back. Exactly the point I was trying to make. All right, Queens, let me get your thoughts on a tweet that the Jasmine brand reposted. For old time's sake, y'all better, before we leave Twitter, if you in the car with your husband and he picks up his mama, do you get in the back seat? Selena, you go first. And soulmates, feel free to drop your responses, your opinions into the chat. You get in the car, your mom picks up his mama. You in the car with them, picks up his mama. Do you go ahead and get in the back seat? Selena, what do you think?
If I'm already in the front seat, I don't know, probably not. I would already be in the front seat. It just depends. Like, I have respect for my elders. So I probably, if she wanted to sit in the front seat, but my mother-in-law, she ain't really like that. And my mama's not like that either. Like, they don't care. But some people do care. You know what I'm saying? So I think it just depends on, I think it just depends on the per person, you know, per family, you know what I'm saying? But if she wanted to be in the front seat, like if it was hard for her to get in the back, or if it's more room or space in the front, I would totally get in the back seat. It doesn't bother me one way or another.
All right, Lisa Ray, what do you think?
I agree. I concur. Just to even take it back to the elders, that when a guy and a man is dating someone, it's dating someone to hopefully go into a future with, and one day be the wife. And when a man find a wife, he findeth a good thing. So they bind together as one. So that's his equal, you know, next to him. So his mom would respect that. And she would say, I'm not your equal, you my son. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna let your woman sit up there, because y'all could drive Miss Daisy. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get in the back. But if she, like Selena said, if she wants to get in the front for whatever reason, I don't mind getting in the back, because that's his mama. So I'm, you know, to me, to each his own.
Either way, got you. I hear you. All right, and Vivica, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I just want to tell you, some of the videos that came up with them real mamas was, and they was like, get in the back seat. And that real mama was like, what did you just say to me, boy? I just love that some of these mamas ain't letting these kids just do anything, talk to them anyway. That they was like, no, you're going to respect me. And excuse me, they were hilarious to me. But of course, you know, wherever mama want to sit, the front or the back seat, I will willingly oblige. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Claudia.
I feel like it's different. Like, if you're already sitting in the front seat, I think if you're already sitting in the front seat, you know, when you go on dates sometimes and you try to show like you're an independent woman, so you kind of fake go for your wallet, like, let me. But you don't really be meaning it sometimes, right? Like, I would be like, I would at least throw it out there a little bit, but hoping that she said, nah, you good, baby. I'm like, okay, good. Cause I don't really want to get in the back, cause I get car sick. But I would, if it meant a lot to her, I would definitely get up and get to the back.
You know what, too? Old school sometimes don't like to sit in the front, because they don't like the way that people drive. Most of the time, they don't even want to sit in the front because they don't want to be bothered. They don't want their anxiety to get up.
Oh, my mother in the front seat, she'd be driving me crazy. She is such a front seat, back seat driver. Like if I go too fast, she's putting her feet down, like hitting the brake. I'm like, Mom, there's no brake over there. Like, I'm good.
All that says, Claudia, is that you don't know how to drive then, girl.
I drive fast.
I know.
Making her nervous, okay.
Oh, you do. That's right. You do know. All right, y'all. We got some pretty bad news we have to get to. I really hate this story, but it's definitely the news. A former University of Virginia football player, Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., is suspected of shooting and killing three football players on campus and wounding two other students who are currently hospitalized. Two junior receivers, Lavelle Davis and Devin Chandler, and junior defensive end and linebacker Deshaun Perry. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims. What are your thoughts on another senseless shooting, these kids at their prime? What do you think about this? Vivica, let's start with you.
This absolutely broke my heart to wake up to this story this morning. You know, when you hear a shooting, you know, most of the times, you know, I hate to say it, you don't expect the shooter to be an African-American man.
True.
Lately, this is the second one. There was one that happened in, I believe it was either St. Louis. There was another one a couple of weeks ago where the shooter was an African-American man. Y'all, we got to get control of this gun violence. Let's start there. More than anything else is that the access to guns has just really gotten out of control. I'm hoping that when we find out the his motivation behind the shooting, that he wasn't being bullied. If any of the parents or anyone knows that this young man felt that he was going to act out, I heard that he was a former football player, and the fact that he killed three current football players, to me, there's got to be a lot more to this story. We got to watch our children, watch our young men, watch what they're going through, and just pay attention. But this was absolutely heartbreaking.
1,000%. Selena, what do you think?
Yeah, and Vivica, you really just hit it on the nail, pretty much absolutely everything that she said. And just as a mom who has a son who is an athlete who will probably play in college, it's just absolutely scary. You know, like you send your kids away to college, you already nervous dropping them off at school around the corner. And so this is the fear that our country is starting to now absorb and operate from. And it's just getting worse and worse. And I can't echo Vivica enough in, you know, when she spoke about getting control of this gun violence foolishness. Like it's not a white thing. It's not an any color thing. It is a problem in America. Like we have got to get control of guns and our children having access to guns like this. Like, what are you doing with a gun on college campus? Yeah. Like, it's supposed to be a safe place. Like, when I was in college, we didn't fear being shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, on the campus, did you ever fear that? Now it's like, yo, I'm scared to get shot even in my dorm, like even on campus grounds. So it's just, I don't know. The world is just getting worse and worse. Like, it's just getting weird out here.
They said he hadn't played since 2018, and it was in Charlottesville, which we know there's a lot of stuff that happened in Charlottesville. And there's also some chatter, allegedly, that he may have been, there's some hazing going on. What are we going to say, Lisa Ray? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know, because you don't want to homeschool your kids because you want them to have social, you know? But at the same time, you don't want to fear. You send your kid away to school and you sending them away and now you don't ever even see them again. That is.
Oh, girl.
So what is the solution here? Because do we pay the teachers and the professors more money so they can pay attention to the mental illness? Do we put them through therapy and make that a class now where everybody get to have open therapy I don't know, because we take away the guns. What does that do to still the violence that they still have in their head of them wanting to get loose and wanting to get the anger out? Something else has to be done. Like something deep is happening to our world and to our kids and to our boys and to our culture that I can't say we're missing it, because this is telltale sign right here, but I don't even know the answer. I don't even know. I don't know.
And this is college, so it's not even like homeschooling is not even an option. Like you know, right. Like they go to college, and it's like it is what it is. And it's not even college, just college campuses. Aren't y'all afraid? I'm genuinely
of the world
afraid daily when I go out. Yeah. Like I used to be very fearless, like go out with jewelry on and not think nothing of it. Late night drive by myself, and it's in a time now where I feel like there's very little respect for life, and I think people just don't give a damn anymore.
Yeah,
people don't have that fear of repercussions. Some people are living really struggly lives that aren't that happy, and they're struggling anyways. So it's kind of like, well, if I get popped, what do I have to lose? Yes. I think there's a lot of hopelessness going on in our world right now. And there's a huger difference between the haves and the have-nots and people that don't have it, like what they need, what they want, or that are struggling, sometimes through no fault of their own. They don't really have the same value. It's kind of like, well, whatever, who cares? I don't care.
And I hate to say it, and I know this is cliche, but television,
video games,
everything that our kids absorb on a day-to-day basis is nothing but it's a lot of evil shit that they absorb every day. Like just think about how when you wake up and you do whatever you're gonna do, and then you check your phone or you scroll through Instagram. Sometimes I can look through Instagram and the first five posts be death, killing, somebody died, somebody, racism. Like it's really bad. Like sometimes I have to take full-blown break from my phone like the whole day, just because you could just get depressed just looking at the phone. So imagine these children with these fragile mindsets and these fragile hearts and souls. And then they look at this stuff and they absorb it and they don't know how to digest it or make heads or tails of what they're seeing. And they react based on the emotions that have bled into their spirits.
And listen, I sent you guys a lot of videos and stuff, but did you tell me that you guys see the one that the mom took away the 12-year-old cell phone and he tore the house
up? He tore the house up. Yes. He was 15. He tore the house up.
Yeah, I saw
that.
She was
going through there crying from room to room, from TVs to the furniture, to the baby stuff, to the
violence. Kids,
everything. Yeah. It was like, oh my God. Like, they got more control over us if we allow them to.
Right.
It's hard.
I don't know what it is about, and I hate to say this generation of kids, because every generation has their issues, including ours, right?
Right.
But I feel like we have a generation of younger humans that don't have coping skills with conflict. When something bad happens, it's 0 to 100. It's not arguing first, fighting, and then duke it out. It's going straight for the gun, straight for the machete, straight for the knife. It's going from 0 to 100 very quick. And I feel like a lot of people are just socially awkward because we don't socialize anymore. We're just on our phones. We're looking down. I don't talk to people no more. I got to text it to you. It's uncomfortable to talk to you. I don't know how to deal with my emotions. So now when I do have a real situation with a human in my face, I don't know how to act. People aren't breaking up. They're breaking up with each other. They don't know how to have relationships with each other, friendships. People doing all kinds of madness because I feel like people are not equipped anymore to have human interaction.
And they think they're a man and they really a punk. That's a punk way out. It's like, who brings a knife to a gunfight? It's like we used to be able to go outside and have a fight and then next week
and be friends.
Your parents together and you go, okay, I'm sorry. And you be friends again. It was not that serious. Now you taking a whole life because they honked at you on the freeway?
That's crazy. Nuts.
And a lot of it too, I'm sorry. A lot of it too is parenting has been curtailed and curated by things like, if you look at the child wrong, DCFS coming in. If they get a popped on the hand, DCFS coming in. So a lot of the parenting, and I'm not saying whoop your kids because I don't whoop mine and I don't believe in whoopings. That's just me personally. Like I'm talking about whoopings where they make you go get extension cords and belts like we used to get beat. I don't believe
back in the day.
Believe in it.
Hey, we're going over, but I think this is something we should probably dig into it again at a later time, because I think we have a lot more to say on this topic. Sorry, Selena, we got to go to a quick commercial
break. No, it's okay.
But great points made, ladies. We'll be right back with more after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. All right, y'all, we are a panel of queens and hair and glam is especially important so we can give y'all these looks every Monday night. Now, when you look at your hair, are you 100% happy? Now, for years, I tried so many products under the sun, hoping that they would help improve my hair health and help me achieve my hair goals. you know, being in this business, we have a lot of wear and tear and teasing and back combing and curling irons and all that kind of stuff. So you got to really look out for your hair. Vegamore is known for transforming hair. Their holistic approach to health, to hair health issues, uses smart botanicals that promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. Now, with help from Vegamore, get healthy, beautiful looking hair without the use of harmful chemicals. All their products are cruelty-free and never contain parabens or hormones. My products are on the way, and I can't wait to use Vegamore shampoo and conditioner because it's a game changer for overall hair health, and we can all use that. Now, with Vegamore, there is no risk when trying because they have a 90-day money-back guarantee, but with 91% of customers saying they saw visibly thicker hair with Vegamore in just 3 months, you wouldn't want to run out. No, so get the hair you always wanted with Vegamore. Go to vegamore.com/cocktailswithqueens and use cocktails with queens to save 20% on your first order. That's vegamore.com/cocktailswithqueens, code cocktails with queens to save 20% at vegamore.com/cocktailswithqueens. That is a great deal. And listen, who doesn't want thicker, fuller, more beautiful, healthy looking hair? We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with the queens when we return. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Now, everyone, we've reached the part of the show where we talk about our relationships, the challenges we face in our own lives, and how we overcame them. Welcome to our queendom. All right, queens, tonight's topic will focus on if staying happy in a marriage requires sex goals. Now, our topic was inspired by Tamara Mowry Housley's interview on Jennifer Hudson's talk show, where she talked about her memoir, You Should Sit Down for This. And she said that having sex goals is a secret to a happy marriage. Mowry Housley told Hudson, the reason why I wanted to talk about it is I've been married for over a decade. For me, staying happily married is having sex goals. And I don't think there's anything wrong with women being vocal about it. Mm-hmm. What do you think about what Tamara said? Let's speak to our married queen, Selena. What do you think about this? Is that important? Do you have to have sex goals in that talk with your husband?
I don't know, because again, like I'm just the type of person, just me personally, like everybody's relationship is different. If that works for them, then that works for them. There are couples that's probably going nuts, probably jackrabbits that don't need goals. They probably need to chill, you know? So you just can't put one shoe on every foot. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this, As you're married for a long period of time, I've been married over a decade as well. It can get like, you can't get to the point where it's like, man, we forgot, you know? So having that energy of creating goals for yourself is a good thing. It does keep the marriage fun. It does keep it, you know, new and fresh. Like a sex goal might be, oh, let's do role play. Let's do, you know, let's go do it in a car. You know, like we did, we was teenagers, you know, you might have little fun stuff like that. That's a goal to try to keep it, you know, spicy. So I get what she's saying on that, but not every single relationship is exactly the same. So,
okay. All right. Well, Vivica, Lisa Ray, we've all had marriages, but some shorter than others.
True.
Okay, Vivica, what about you? Do you think that would be, if you got married again, would you have like a sex goal conversation?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is what I love about what's going on with the world of talk right now, that it's grown women that are not afraid to say, hey, this is what's happening with my body. This is what's happening with my relationship as a grown woman. For some odd reason, it's like everything back in the day, only it's like we stop having sex or enjoying sex. So I'm glad that that they had this kind of conversation on Jennifer Hudson's show, because, you know, we at times when you get in a marriage, you've been married for a long time, you forget to date. You forget to have those conversations. You get in a routine of things, but you've got to know to stay married, to still date each other, to still have sexy adventures, or people get bored and then they will, you want to satisfy my needs. Communication is key. I think this is wonderful that we're having these conversations so that we understand our bodies and our needs and are not afraid to speak out about it.
Agreed. Lisa Ray, what do you think? Have you had this conversation, or would you? You're muted.
I was gonna say I have not had that conversation as far as goals. It's been communication. But I agree with Vivica, you know, to be able to get to certain ages, you know, sex changes because you change when you get a certain age. You know what I mean? And, you know, you may have been, like Selena said, jackrabbits in the beginning of your marriage, and then it slows down. And if you don't talk about it, then there's a wedge between the relationship. I want you to still keep me engaged when we are in our 60s, because I still want to swing from the chandelier. I still want you to be turned on by me. And if you're not, I want to have that conversation, because I want to know, what do you expect of me? Do you expect us to still do it every night? Or do you want to do some in the morning and at night? You want to do it in the shower? Yeah, so those are goals. You know what I mean? So I agree. Bravo for her having the conversation.
I think it's super important too. And all you ladies make great points. I think when you love someone, especially when it becomes like, you know, that kind of love where it just feels like family love, when you've just been with someone for a long time, it can be easy to lose the eroticness, right? It can be easy to lose that, because it ends up feeling like, I love spending my time with you, but we ain't getting freaky like we used to, but I still love you. And I had that, you know, and we talked about that on Couples Retreat and about, you know, not being sexually attracted. And that wasn't like a really, I didn't take it as a dig because I understood it, because I felt the same way too. I had let it get to a point where it felt more brotherly, sisterly, but it was still strong love. And I don't want that to ever happen again. It was like, it was comfortable and it got too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's easy because, like, especially if you spend like, you know, during COVID, you spent every single day with someone. You ain't going to be in your most glamorous. You're not putting lingerie anymore. You just like got your sweats on and you're like, hey, pass me the brownies. Okay, let me get them sweet chili Doritos. And, you know, there's no date night anymore. I think you have to like still try to date your mate, you know?
And you'll lose it in between that too, because I've been kind of guilty of, you know, that person, a countdown, you know, when, you know, we've been together for about 5, you know, days here. You haven't touched me, I haven't touched you. And it's almost like, yeah, you ain't touched me either. You know what I mean? If you start feeling like that and neither one of you all are like, hey, what is this? Then if you fall back and both of you all fall back, it's almost like those are no-goes.
Mm-hmm. You know what, too? I think, you know, for women, you know, we're emotionally attached to sex. So like in terms of like, if a man like, opened the refrigerator wrong last week, or didn't put the toilet seats down, or talked slick, I don't want to have sex with you. Like, it meaning things that they do could impede the sex life. You know what I'm saying? Or the way they behave can impede the sex life. Where a man, you could act crazy, talk crazy, he could still have sex and it don't bother him. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I think too, the man has to, or the relationship, not just the man, but I think that you have to work on the relationship actually being at homeostasis. You know, the relationship has to be cool, you know what I'm saying, in order for you to create or try to attack those goals that you know what I'm saying, that you make. Because like, if we're supposed to be role playing later and you got on my nerve at 8 o'clock this morning, role playing is out. That's just, you know, that's just how I roll.
Right.
So sometimes you got to work on the relationship so that the sex can be popping, you know?
And I think men don't really realize how important the mental is to our sexual organs. Like, you could be fine as hell. Dick is slanging. It's thick. It's long. It's beautiful. It gets hard. We love it. But if you were annoying that day or you were lazy, we may not really get turned on, because we get turned on by mental things. I know, yes. I know I'm not speaking for everybody, but I think it's more in our character to be like less about, oh, he fine, girl. That's why it's... Yep. Harder for us to cheat. Like, it got to be more emotional thing. Like, we're lacking something over there, right?
Yeah.
But like, when we can get turned on by, damn, man, he, my baby closed a deal today. He worked his butt off. And let me go get him.
He gonna get some night.
Right. If you find
some night, or he took out the garbage, I ain't have to tell him. Or he went and put gas in my car, I ain't have to say nothing. Like, it's stuff like that that can get you. You know, you can get some off of that. But if you leave the water faucet running or the lights on in the laundry room, that can mess you up for the rest of the day.
Right. The top of the toothpaste off. Toothpaste. And I told you. And I accidentally put my bottle on it and it squirted all over the place. And now I've got to clean it up. I don't like you.
I don't like you today.
Now real hateful, y'all.
I would like to caution, ladies, though, we gotta still try to work on that, because we shouldn't be holding our husbands like and boyfriends, like making them sexual hostages with every little thing. Like, sometimes, you know what I mean? That's not fair.
It don't be fair. Then you have to make yourself and then fake it. Is that fair?
That's not fair either.
Right. So it's not, because sometimes you do it and you like, you're hoping that, I hope you feel the difference between when we stop effing and sexing and making love. Like, there's right. a difference between all right. of that. And so at right. one point, you have to say, hey, babe, what's going on? And then at one point, I'm going to have to stop faking. And I'm going to have to go, you know what? Since you haven't noticed, I just need to let you know I'm not really turned on anymore. You know what I mean? You ain't noticed that. You know what I mean? You ain't noticed that I stopped calling. You ain't noticed that I don't give a damn no more. You won't notice that you ain't talking to me about nothing and I stopped talking to you about everything. You ain't noticed. You know what I mean?
Nice. Like, how you not notice I'm not throwing it back at you anymore? How you not noticing that I'm just kind of going with the motions? How you not notice I'm not arching the back? I'm like,
they be selfish. They be selfish and all they care about is the climactic.
Once again, this is where communication comes into play.
Well, ladies, I could talk about this all night long, but we got to take a commercial break. We'll be back. That was lots of fun. We'll be back with more Cocktails with the Queens after this.
Let me go.
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. All right, ladies and gentlemen, who doesn't like a perfectly manicured nether region? Let's just call it that, okay? This is a PG-13 show. Now, this holiday season, I'm giving thanks to my friends at Manscaped. I've always wanted to make sure whatever I get my man is something he'll actually use. And their performance package 4.0 is absolutely giving me my money's worth. He's going to love the product so much. And I know his confidence will shoot up once he starts using them for all his grooming needs. Now, inside, you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. Ooh, that's for thick hair. Weed whacker, ear, nose, and hair trimmer. Because you know we need to get that in order. Crop preserver ball deodorant. Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Now, think of it as a cornucopia for his body. Now, their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce his grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe TM technology. Now, it also gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on. So you got the little light on and off when you need a more precise shave. Plus, it's waterproof. Now, their performance package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop his worst weeds in his nose and ears. Because who likes hair sticking out of holes? Not me. Now, for the deal seekers out there, Manscaped is sealing the deal with two free gifts from their performance package 4.0, the Manscaped boxers and shed travel bag. I am so glad that people, fellas, are finally into this, because it can get a little hectic down there if you don't. Well, listen, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code WITHQUEENS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code with queens at manscaped.com. Give him the best give of all from Manscaped, a very nice looking nether region. All right, y'all, ladies, let me bring y'all back into the conversation, because I know y'all sitting there like, anybody y'all want to get that for?
No, I don't have that issue.
Not you yourself, but a man you might be with.
Right. I can't see. I haven't had that before. Really hope that does not happen. And I'm glad to hear that they have many different things on the menu now, like we do. You know, we got bikini action, we got Lakers, you know what I mean? We got all of that. So, you know.
All right, y'all, let's get into this topic. Ye's ex, Julia Fox, is sick and tired of seeing products that promote anti-aging. And she says she plans to take legal actions if she comes across another advertisement that does so. In a TikTok video, Fox said, "Aging is fully in, like fully dirty girl, ugly, not wearing clothes that fit your body type. All those things are in." She added, "Let's stop lying to ourselves. Getting old is bleeping hot." Okay, let's start with you, Vivica. Do you agree with Julia Fox's statements? What do you think about
it? How old is this child?
Girl.
Well, how old is she, or how old does she look? Because I don't think she
answer both. How about that, Claudia? How old is she, and how old does she look?
She's
I would say in her 30s. Okay, maybe she's almost there.
65 in black years, though. You know what I mean?
I cannot with you. Okay, so
you was thinking it.
This room. No, let's just keep this real. There's a difference in the way. We've got a word that she's 32 allegedly. Wow. Okay. So that, listen, baby, that's when you're grateful when you got melon in your skin. And I'm gonna keep that real, real, real. That's why they say good black don't cry. So there's a difference in the way people age. Okay. So, you know, because now you're looking in the mirror, maybe discovering crow's feet or things like that. Don't discriminate if they have things that can help you fight aging. And now, oh my God, let's all look up. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be fabulous. I'm in my mid-50s. I'm gonna be fabulous at 60, sizzling at 70, and awesome at 80. Listen. You age how you feel. You know, you see Tina Turner, Diana Ross, Sophia Loren, all of these women, you don't have to get old. You get better, like fine wine, sweetheart. You can embrace it and use products that help you to embrace it. Find out what works for you. But for you to just put this blanket over and be like, oh yeah, getting older is hot as a mug. Okay, you're in a business that pays you for the way you look. So think about what you say before you put out blanket statements like that.
Okay.
All yeah, because right. I think now the, you know, like they had said, I know you guys have probably seen this where, you know, they put 50 and they put a picture of the Golden Girls. And then they had another picture of J-Lo swinging on the pole going, this is the new 50.
Right.
So of course, when you can take care of yourself, that's just like drinking more water.
Mm-hmm.
Stop drinking water, then you say, I ain't gonna drink no water because I just want to age. You know, I'm gonna wrinkle and I want to be dehydrated. If she want to do that, go right ahead.
Okay.
Selena, what you think?
What is sis talking about? I mean, girl, what you talking about? Sis, you're probably the first one running down to the CVS getting all of the sunscreen that you can stand, girl. So stop it. Have several coliseums of seats. Talking about we shouldn't be pushing people into, that's dumb. You probably just feeling a little bit like, man, I'm aging. And so I don't want to feel bad about it. So I think everybody should stop. Everybody should be like me so I don't feel bad about aging, because I think that you actually should do moisturizing and different things. You should just do that as you get older anyway. You should just want to do that anyway. Just have a skincare regimen. I don't see anything wrong with it. It just sounds stupid. Sis don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah,
sunscreen is anti-aging, girl. So stop.
The thing she's to say that she's tired of seeing products that promote anti-aging and she wants to take legal action. It's giving. I'm like hoping she wasn't like not being serious. Like hopefully, you know, we don't know. I don't know the tone of she said it in, but it's silly. Like on one hand, I get the aging gracefully thing, part. Like you know what? Okay, I get it. When there's something to aging gracefully. But to say I'm going to take legal action if people keep promoting this, like you sound silly. And I think, Miss Julia Fox, it would actually do you a little bit of justice if you kind of put a little MAC moisturizer, Mary Kay, something, Eucerin, because you 32, ma'am.
Allegedly.
Ma'am. Allegedly. That's a lot of hard living. And no, I won't say no shade, but you know, you live these hard lives, allegedly. It's showing. I'm going to say anti-aging. I love anti-aging stuff. And look at this panel, how beautiful and young and vibrant we all look. We all look younger than her. But maybe Kanye didn't stress her out so much as she aged. I don't know.
Sis just need to be quiet. Your people just be talking for no reason. Girl, just shut up. That statement was dumb. Just sis need to just be quiet. Just chill.
Suing anti-aging. You need to sue whoever does your makeup. That's what she needs to do.
Don't even allow her to take us there. Come
on.
That
should be a class action lawsuit for all them looks you don't have out there looking like a vampire.
She's definitely giving vampires interview.
Vampire in Beverly Hills. Okay, y'all.
Go ahead. We got to move on.
Okay, next topic. On David Yonta's Behind the Velvet Rope podcast, Jerry Springer shared his thoughts about the 3-decade-long influence he had on pop culture. When Yontef asked Springer if he considered himself the granddaddy of reality TV, Springer said, I just apologize. I'm so sorry. What have I done? I've ruined the culture. I just hope hell isn't that hot. Do you think the Jerry Springer Show ruined pop culture and changed the way we watch television? Lisa Ray, let's start with you.
I think it was part of it, definitely, because that was one of the first shows that we saw where who's the father and, you know, people fighting on stage and, just stuff that we would keep within and between your family and your girlfriends. It was right there, center stage on TV, so much so where they had to have security there to stop the fights. And then it went on to the divorce courts and then, you know, the courts on TV. And then they started airing out the laundry there. And then we started having reality TV because I was involved in one of the first reality TV shows ever on Bravo called The It Factor. It was nothing like that. It was about career and you moving towards that. It was nothing like how it is now. Now, if you don't have any drama, it doesn't sell. It's not interesting. It's not engaging. You know what I mean? You're not the one or whatever. Look at NeNe. She clocked in on Dallas.
We only got like 25 seconds. Y'all have a line to say real quick.
You go, Claudia, because you just did the Bobby Purr show, honey. You should know everything.
And I saw that too.
Listen, I like that he feels he's responsible. He is a little bit, but it was funny. And we bought into it. Thanks for joining us tonight. And thank you for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for a new episode of Brutally Honest with Jasmine Brand. We'll see y'all next week.
All right.